Hello, I'm Father Pablo Straub. When you say, I believe, when you believe the creed, you're not saying, wouldn't it be nice if that were so? You're saying, I know this is so because God said so. I want to tell you what it is we believe and why. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe. I don't project. I know what's true, not because of any special gift of brilliance, but because God has spoken and has made himself known, and I know what he said. He didn't say it to me personally. He did say it to me through his Son, through the apostles, through the church, through his promised spirit. I know. That is to say, I believe what I haven't seen. And blessed are those who, without having seen, believe. And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and of all that is, seen and unseen. And I believe in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. You know, I must say something. I wish you didn't have to. But there is a terrible, let us say, cultural chauvinism in the attempt to take masculine words and make them into common words as though there were no masculine reality. It would be equally ridiculous to try to take feminine things and convert them into common things as though there were no feminine reality. And I say it's chauvinistic. Do you know that, I don't know what percent, at least 80% of the face of the earth speaks a language in which, listen to this now, there is no such word as child. You cannot say child in Spanish without committing yourself to a male child or a female child. There's niño and there's niña. That is to say, boy child and girl child. You can't commit yourself to the word parent without saying man parent or woman parent. It's either padre or madre. Even the articles that modify the words have a masculine or a feminine form. You have no idea how ridiculous it is to Spanish people, speaking people, to have forced before their eyes, as once happened to me, I won't say what state it was in, it was a state of error. Father, would you please read this as you begin the ceremony? And it said, in the name of the Creator, and of the Child, and of the Sanctifier. You see, there was a compulsion to get away from calling God as he calls himself Father. The compulsion not to call his eternal begotten one, his Son, even though the Father does call him his Son. He did not say from the clouds, this is my beloved child. He said, this is my beloved Son. Look at the original languages. I believe in God, and I believe in his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. What does only begotten mean? Only begotten means that there is something very, very unique in Jesus, because all those who receive the grace of God, St. John says it so clearly, all those who by the mercy of God have his sanctifying grace poured into them, all such people become, are converted into the sons and daughters of God. Perhaps God will give us a chance to say that inside of a couple of minutes. But will we listen to St. John now Jesus' best friend, begging God to shed light upon this, that he says to us that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God the Father. He is God the Father. And here is his Son. Would you listen to the first chapter of the Gospel of St. John? In the beginning was the Word. That's what John calls God the Son. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John, would you listen again, my very dearest, would you listen again? Speaks of the Word as in being in some way distinct from God the Father, and in some way identical to God the Father. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And what is the difference? Is because the Father is one person, and the Word or the Son is another person. And yet, the very same God that is God the Father is also God the Son. In the beginning, before all creation, was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory. Glory such as belongs by right to the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth. And of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord. He is our Lord. A very dear friend of mine, Father Wagner, of the Opus Angelorum, a beautiful new order in the church, which is called the Work of the Angels, says that Lucifer couldn't quite take that. That Lucifer would have to submit to the lordship of a human being, one who eats and drinks and sleeps and sweats and walks and has a body. But Jesus is Lord, only begotten Son of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God. I believe.